Hello, my name is Christina and I'm your teacher for this Lingword Language Greek course. You will be presented with words like this. The Greek for goose is hyena. Imagine a hyena chasing a goose. You should imagine this in your mind's eye as vividly as you can until the next word comes in. After you have been given a set of words, you will be tested. No one gets them all right. After you have been given a set of words, you will be given elementary grammar and sentences to translate. Now just relax and enjoy the course. The first set of words are animals. The Greek for cat is gata. Imagine a rat and a cat playing together. The Greek for dog is skilos. Imagine a dog trying to find a ski lost on the alpine slope. The Greek for duck is papia. Imagine a duck wrapped in paper. The Greek for goose is hyena. Imagine a hyena chasing a big goose. The Greek for horse is alogo. Imagine taking a low road with a horse. The Greek for lobster is astakos. Imagine you asked a cross lobster to boil. The Greek for animal is zoo. Imagine you saw an old animal in half. The Greek for salmon is solomos. Imagine King Solomon's mine full of salmon. The Greek for fish is psari. Imagine fish wrapped in an Indian sari. The Greek for wasp is phika. Imagine a speaker at a dinner being pestered by a wasp. Please translate. What is the English for phika? Wasp. Psari. Fish. Solomos, salmon, zoo, animal, astakos, lobster, άλογο, horse, hyena, goose, papia, duck. Σκύλος, dog, γάτα, cat. Now the other way around. What is the Greek for wasp? Σφίκα, fish, ψάρι, salmon, solomos, animal. Zoo, lobster, astakos, horse, άλογο, goose, hyena, duck, Πάπια. Dog. Σκύλος. Cat. Γάτα. Now some elementary grammar. Genders.
In Greek, each noun,
thing, whether living or non-living, can be masculine, feminine, or neuter. If the noun is masculine, it usually ends with os. Imagine a man falling off an ostrich. So, skilos is masculine. If things are feminine, they usually end with a. Imagine a beautiful little girl. So, gata is feminine. If things are neuter, they usually end in o or e. Imagine someone saying o and e when they're neutered. So, άλογο is neuter, ψάρι is neuter. In summary, the masculine ending is os, the feminine is a, the neuter is o or e.